black films and TV reviews.
Well, I am watching a black show currently, so I'll throw that in. And then and also I'm watching reruns. I've been watching like Jamie Foxx lately, so I can throw that in. All right. Is that okay? I won't say Seinfeld.
Don't say that. That's white stuff.
Very white. So I enjoy it, but it's very white. So you won't do that.
All right, this is Jasmine. Gosh, what am I watching right now? Don't laugh, but I watched Osmosis Jones last night.
That's got a black lead.
There you go.
The antagonist
and the protagonist are black.
He may be blue, but we know he's black. So
Even Driver, his car, that's black. The music, the soundtrack is black.
Yeah.
Oh, they had like the same Lunatics on there. I remember.
But then surprisingly, when they did the TV show, it wasn't as, it didn't feel as black.
No, it wasn't. It got whitewashed a bit, for sure. Definitely.
Well, they didn't have enough money. They couldn't have like, because Chris Rock didn't voice it, the Osmosis Jones. No, yeah, they had some random guy.
I'll go next. Hi, my name is Mercy. That's Mrs. Tanner, if you're nasty.
Oh my God.
I'm a Pisces. and right now, I didn't know we were supposed to pick a black film, but I'm watching the Squid Games. I feel like it's kind of black because black people wouldn't do it.
What?
You know, it's like a reverse black. Like, we wouldn't.
A reverse black?
Yeah, like, we wouldn't do it, but, like, we would watch it.
Gotcha.
So far, it's getting pretty good. I'm, like, I'm interested to see how it ends.
Have you never seen like Squid Game at all? Like you didn't watch the first
season? No, I've seen the first two seasons, but I think this is the last season allegedly. And I mean, so far it's good.
How many times do you watch Asian people fight to the death for money?
Listen, I started this other show called, I think it's called Kingdom Something, and it's about like the Chinese dynasty. I'm an Asian kind of girl, which is black, just Asian, you know?
No, not at all, but okay. Kai.
All right, and Kai is here. So yeah, I love vintage black shows. I've been watching Martin, watching Fresh Prince, I've been watching Jamie Foxx show, all that stuff lately. But you know, if I had to go with a current show, I've been watching The Residence on Netflix lately. And
that is so good.
No, I've been. I can't believe they're only going to do one season of it. Apparently,
that's crazy. They need to do a second season with a different scenario. But it is,
and that's what I was thinking because like the whole storyline, the whole plot is really good. And,
it's good.
You know, good casting and everything. So So that's one I've really been enjoying for sure.
I wasn't sure how like Crazy Eyes' character was going to translate, but honestly, she is my favorite type of Sherlock Holmes. Like she's so good, and it's so funny. Have you finished it?
I mean, like, I think I'm like three episodes in right now. Four?
Because I'm not going to spoil it for you, but like, whoever did it, you would not have guessed. Because really?
And I've been staying offline to like read reviews about it because I feel like I might like run into a spoiler. So.
Yeah. No, it's worth the watch. Like, it is so good. We binged it in one day, Michael and I. Like, we was so into it.
How many episodes is there?
It's like eight, I think.
Yeah, it's a full 8-hour workday.
So when are you supposed to be working?
No, we didn't. We didn't go to bed till like 3-4 in the morning.
Is that good?
It's that good.
All right, I guess I'll check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Add it to your list. Must watch.
All right. Well, moving on. Today, we're going to be reviewing the movie Sinners, Ryan Coogler's most recent project, which I'm actually a huge fan of him. Do you guys like any of his other work?
I mean, Creed was really good. He did that. And what was some of the other stuff? Like, he hasn't missed.
Of course,
really.
Black Panther. Both Black Panther films.
He has, like, an undefeated record so far. I don't think he's had, like, a bad movie yet.
Apparently, because I've, like, followed his career for a while now. I mean, even his short films in college were, like, very popular on the festival circuit. So he, like, came out of it, like, swinging. So. I like everything he's done.
For us, by us. Let's go.
There you go. Brief synopsis of Sinners. Stars Michael B. Jordan. He plays twin roles. These two twin brothers. They return from Chicago to their hometown. And they encounter this supernatural entity. So it's kind of like a horror thriller At least that's what they say. Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with that, but you know, horror thriller type of deal. Yeah, so let's discuss it. I really like this movie, although again, I wouldn't consider it a horror thriller. Like, it really is genre bending. I couldn't, like, throughout the film, like the first half of it, I thought it was more of a drama. I was waiting for it to get to like the horror thriller part, and then about halfway through, once the actual nightclub part comes up, that's when I was like, okay, well, this is the horror thriller. But it was definitely not a typical vampire film. I think, like, I knew it was a vampire film going into it, but there were tons of people who told me they had no idea that it was going to be a vampire film until halfway through the movie.
Honestly, I was just about to say, I did not know it was going to be a vampire film. I thought it was going to be like one of those like old Negro spiritual Jim Crow era, we fight in the man. Like, I thought it was going to be that. So when the vampires came out, I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, it was like the beginning, you know, with him like being under all this distress and running into the church. It was like, whoa, what is happening? And then it just like leveled off. And it was like, okay, that was a really different intro. And then it just like mellowed out for a bit. And I'm like, okay, how are we going to get back to this whole killing and vampire part? Because, you know, obviously I knew about, you know, the vampires going into the movie. And I'm like, what? And then it got to that point and I was just like, oh. But yeah, still wouldn't classify it as a horror movie though. But I guess to some people it would be. So different for sure, but really good though.
Yeah, to bring up that intro, I think I would have preferred for, 'cause you guys know that scene where Remick is like running from the Indians, and then he runs to like that clan
The
member's
Native
house.
Americans.
Oh,
Yeah.
excuse me, Native Americans. Hey, I am part Indian. I can say that. But anyways, the Native Americans. But I thought that should have been the first scene, like not him running into the church. I mean, I get like why he did that. It kind of sets the stage and lets you know, oh, this is like this day is going to end poorly. But I would have rather have been introduced to Remick and like been introduced to the threat at the beginning.
I could see that.
Yeah, definitely see that.
Okay.
I guess it was just a nice little foreshadowing at the beginning. Like, this is what we're going to get to, but just wait and see how we get to it. Right? So, I trust Ryan Coogler. So, hey,
Yeah, no,
whatever
same.
his vision is for this, I'm with him.
It works either way. It definitely works either way. That's just my little tidbit. And that's such a subjective thing. Like, that's just my little tidbit. But no, I mean, it worked
Just
either
a little
way.
preference, yeah.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I thought the movie was great. I really like a darker look for films, especially with that type of tone. So I love the cinematography. I think they use like mostly IMAX cameras for the exterior shots, which looked great. And I know Christopher Nolan, like he consulted Christopher Nolan for that portion, because he uses IMAX cameras a lot. I think he used them for Oppenheimer. And he's using them for this new Odyssey film. So I mean, the visuals look great. Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything I didn't really care for. Honestly, the only thing that I would suggest would have been, you know, maybe more of the vampire. The Remick guy was really good.
Yeah.
But
So
did you
I
have?
did want to point out that as we're recording this, it is July 4th, and
Hey.
those who may be listening, Sinners is now on HBO Max today. So
Oh, yeah,
congratulations,
we did that on
people.
purpose. We knew that, and that's why we recorded
Well, I figured that was the case, but I just want to, you know, for those
today.
listening who may not know, you know, I just wanted to put that out there so they can have this knowledge. So I don't know how long it's going to take to publish this and release it, but you know,
But as of today.
as of today, July 4th, the day we're recording.
Yeah. Well, we did
Oh,
not
and it's
have
also
plans on
my
recording this
sister's
yesterday.
birthday. Happy
I'll
birthday,
tell her.
bitch. Happy birthday, bitch.
I got text her to tell her happy birthday.
Nice. Now, when do wh is your part over? Because I had a different perspective on Sinners.
Yeah, I mean, this is an open discussion. We can talk as, you know, have a,
Okay.
yeah.
Now, don't interrupt my section because this is the important part, right?
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
The characters. Now, I like Sinners, right? I was into it. Two Michael B. Jordans, I'll take them both. Yes. At the same time. Okay.
Does your husband know that?
Don't worry about him. He cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was cool. I did leave with a lot more questions as far as like the characters. So I had like four people that I needed to know more about, right? So first, I'm gonna start off with the Native American people, right? I needed to know where they came from, like what was their story? Because they clearly knew Remick was a vampire, right? And they just came in, had three lines, and that was it. Like, was I missing something? Was there meant to be more to the Native Americans?
I
I
don't
think
think
so.
so.
I
Yeah, I would
think that was
love to
it.
have known more, but yeah, I don't think so.
That would have been nice because clearly they were like, we're trying to help you, but if you don't want help, we got to go. It's getting dark. And I was like, okay, three fire lines. I like that. And then for the next one, right, Remick. First of all, the Irish shanty, top tier. Loved it. Soundtrack is good. But I wanted to know, like, why was he recruiting more vampires? But then also, why they had to be a crew of black people? And then, like, where was his master, the vampire who created him? Was he still in the town? Was it one of the KKK members? But then also, how did he get in the South and he's clearly Irish?
Those are all valid questions. I
Valid,
have
very
no
valid.
idea.
Yeah, the only one I might have some logic on is just the whole Irish in the South thing,
Right. Because when
maybe.
I watch other like period time movies, the Irish people were up in like New York.
Yeah, typically. Yeah,
Well, you got to
that's
think about when he came. So we don't know when he came.
I
He's
thought
a,
this was like
he could
19.
be centuries old. So, you know, a lot of Irish people came around the same time.
Right.
So we
Okay.
don't know what he could have came before or after them.
But we don't even know, like, the master who turned him Irish. Was he black? Was he Irish? Was he, you know what I'm saying? I needed more, because, and then I needed another song from him, because
Well,
the songs are great.
I don't think it had anything to do with them per se being black. I think it was the music, because remember he mentioned that Sammy's music is what attracted him.
Listen, Sammy is my next part, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I don't think it, them being black, I don't think had anything to do with his attraction. I think it was the music. Because he even said at one point, if they gave him Sammy, he would leave them alone.
Okay, so since we're talking about Sammy, like what is that, right? Like you sick with the guitar and then people fall under your trance, like, but I don't even know, like, I wanted to know where he got his powers from. Like, was he born with it? Did something happen when his mama gave birth to him? Was it passed down? Did his daddy have it in him? That's why his daddy a preacher now, because he knew what type of, you know what I'm saying? Like, is his daddy entrancing people through his preaching? I had questions. I needed to know. Where does Sammy get all that smooth, supernatural like power from?
Or maybe it was like maybe Smoke's wife put some kind of hoodoo on him as a child that wasn't talked about in the movie. Just like how he had all her protection for everybody else. Maybe her
Or was
hoodoo
it in the
gave.
guitar?
Yeah.
I think, because if you, I mean, you know, I was raised like Baptist, and so like that's a big part of church is music.
Yeah.
You know, and so like people, they'll say, you know, people have certain gifts in them. So I think that was Sammy's gift, is he could transcend time and reality with his music. Like that, you know, that was his special thing, and Remick could sense that in him. Because, you know, one of the brothers says that to him. He was like, you don't need to be at this club. Like he could sense his gift in him and knew that it was going to attract evil. And so, and it did that night. And so Remick could sense that gift in him that he could transcend time via his music.
So then what was he going to use it for? To like bring more people in and then bite them, turn them into vampires?
I don't know.
Mean, it kind of sounds like that might have been the case had it actually worked out that way.
And now I'm upset that there ain't gonna be no part two because I still got questions. And then, like, for the brothers, right? Again, two Michael B. Jordans, put them on a plate with a fork. So, in my opinion, right? I thought, okay, after I like watched it and I was like, okay, it's about vampires. I thought the brothers were already vampires, right? And they were trying to open the jukebox to like make more vampires, but like of black people. So then they could handle business in like the little racist town and take out like the KKK people. But then at the end, when I was like, oh, y'all just trying to have a good time, now I'm disappointed. So I felt like the pacing was off for me. So do y'all think like they left like a lot of loops open, loose things that we aren't gonna get answers to since there aren't gonna isn't gonna be a part two?
I definitely feel like they purposely left a lot of things to be open for interpretation because,
Yeah, that's why.
like I said, like just like we're having this conversation right now, it's just so many different ways you can go with that type of thinking. So it's just, yeah, I definitely feel like they purposely were like, oh, let's give them something to think about here. Let's throw a curveball at them.
Oh, that's
So.
lame.
I have to disagree. I think just kind of knowing like Ryan Coogler's work, I don't think it was intentional, but I do think he left some things up to people's interpretation. And I think the best filmmakers do that. Like they don't like give you everything all at once. Yes, but and the side note on the pacing thing, the pacing did change dramatically from the beginning to the end. It was like watching two different movies, but it blended well together, strangely. But I think he didn't want to just like force feed us information. He wanted us to draw our own conclusions from it. And then another thing about like questions unanswered, I think that's more so like just what we've become to expect from cinema is like we're so used to like getting these stories told across like various forms of media. Like, the MCU kind of did that where it's like, all right, instead of it being this one thing, now I'm gonna get like 10 movies that are stemming from this one film. And so he was like, no, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to do a franchise. I just want to give you one thing, consume it, enjoy it, and then I'm moving on. And I respect that.
Why do y'all keep saying like, because I know Ryan Coogler, like y'all know him?
I say I know his work because I don't know his
That's
work.
my boy.
Okay. Like, I know
My
his
boy.
work. Like,
Like,
I've
nah,
like, followed his
I know
career for a
him.
while. Right, cause like I
We
gotta
hang
say
out.
I've
We share ideas and
never
everything. Forget
met
that. No,
him.
I'm running with this idea, actually.
So Kai, why didn't you introduce him to us?
Why you
In
didn't tell him to come on the
due
podcast?
time. In due time, you know, this man's busy. He has a whole life ahead of him. You know, we have to work with his schedule, basically. So.
I'm starting to think maybe you don't know him.
Oh,
Right.
well, you know, hey. Again, that's open for interpretation, right? That's the whole point right now we're on. It's open for interpretation.
Oh my gosh.
But you know, did anybody go through after seeing this movie a weird thing about opening the door for people? Because I did. It felt really strange opening the door if somebody was knocking or ringing the doorbell. I'm just like, should I really let them in right now? It kind of messed
Listen,
me up
now
a little
when
bit.
you open a door, you have to close it behind you and then be like, you gotta open it yourself, make sure you're not
Exactly.
a
And then, yeah, so like, you know, you get like these random solicitors coming up. It might be some like, you know, random white couple coming up, and you're like, wait a minute, I've seen this movie before. What are y'all doing here?
Right,
So
I've seen this play out.
I'm like, let's check some things out first. Let's have an investigation.
That's funny. I didn't even think about that, like opening doors for people. But it's like, letting people's spirit come in right behind you. Like now you gotta be
Yeah.
like, nah, fam, I can't hold the door open for you. You gotta do it yourself.
I know, and like growing up, going to church, like I used to hear pastors say things like, you know, you gotta watch what kind of spirits you let in your house. But like after seeing this, I'm like, whoa, was he ever telling the truth?
You
Like, I gotta
were
really
right
make
about
whoa, dead accurate.
No, that's funny.
I don't invite people to my house, so I don't have that problem.
Oh yeah, that too. So you got that going for yourself. Hey, you should keep that practice going, actually. I feel like
I
that's a
do.
safer approach.
Actually, I think when they had that little jokey part with the bigger set guy, when they were just like, why you need to come in? You've been coming in all day. And I was like, yo, that back and forth was hilarious. Then when he was finna pay him, I was like, why wouldn't you throw the money on the ground? Why would you reach your hand out?
That pissed me off. I was like, are you serious right now?
Man, it was so dumb.
Like, you want to get God, and that's okay. Maybe you need to get God.
I
And
mean,
then,
he
like,
did.
low key, I'm not gonna lie, when they started fighting, I was confusing the two, right? Michael B. Jordan.
Oh yeah, definitely. It was like they should have gave him a little bit more of a, you know, differentiating factor or something. Like, hey, you know, he has a different haircut or something. Like,
Right.
who's messing
I
you up?
was like, because then for a second I was like, wait, I thought that was his girl. Like, why he running out with her? And then when he killed the one guy's wife, I was like, wait, who's killing whose wife? I was a little confused. But now, question, do you think they could have gotten someone else to be like his brother rather than making him a twin? That would have been better than two Michael B. Jordans.
I don't think it would have been as effective, but it could have worked.
Why was him being twins effective?
Because it's almost like you're looking at two halves of the same coin, you know, like they were different. I mean, they had a lot, they looked the same, but they had their differences. And I think a big part of that was like the women they were with, right?
Yeah, one liked them chocolate, one liked them really light. One thing going. So, I mean, both were good options personally, but hey.
Not both were good options.
They were, I mean.
Listen, I would have
They
went
were
with
cute.
the woman who was like the voodoo lady, kind of sort of. Like, I felt her. And I felt like she could cook real good. Listen.
Why do you make that assumption, Mercy? Because she was thick.
No, because she ran a grocery store.
When did she run a grocery store?
When
Am
the
I tripping?
kids were in there and they were getting food.
Oh,
Girl,
honey,
did you watch the
I wouldn't call that a
movie?
grocery store. It was
Girl,
just a
it was back
little.
in the day. They didn't have
The Asian
Walmart.
people had a grocery
It
store.
felt more like the
Listen,
1930s
talk about the
Walgreens or
Asian
something, kind
lady.
of.
Hold the
Oh,
fuck
hold
up.
up. What were you? Kai was saying something.
Oh, go
Yeah, I was
ahead,
just
Kai.
saying, like, basically, her store just kind of gave me like 1930s Walgreens vibes, I guess you can say. She had
Oh,
like,
Olivia.
the medicinal stuff. She had like little snacks, I guess, but.
Nah, fuck her and her little CVS. Because, bitch, why did you let those vampires in? You could,
No, he's
you
talking
should have.
about the black lady.
Oh, the black.
Yeah, I'm
Okay,
not.
my bad.
Yeah, I was
Respect
like,
to
whoa, Mercy, fuck the black lady. What did she
her.
do?
No, respect to the black queen.
We're
No,
talking
no, no.
about the Asian lady
The
right now.
Asian lady. Yeah.
Okay.
I felt like they should have just been like, okay, girl, go with your husband if it's that deep.
Yeah, she pissed me off.
Because I felt like they could have survived. Because it didn't feel like the morning was that far off. And
Yeah, I
she
mean,
was
they
just
could
like,
have.
come on in if you want. I said, bitch, this ain't even your house. Do you even have permission to let people
Oh.
I feel like that should be, if it's not your house, your name ain't on the deed. Like, you can't let people in.
Yeah, we gotta change the vampire rules.
Wild. Oh,
Although,
man.
I wonder why he chose vampires though, because there's like, especially in like the South, I feel like there's, you could have maybe like had like a boo hag or like other evil entities be it, but well, you know, I guess maybe it was popularity, like people are
I think
familiar with
so, because yeah,
vampires. You think that's it?
a lot of people aren't as familiar with some of like the old Southern haunts and things like that. But a vampire is pretty universal, especially if you want like a global movie where it's like, okay, you can go into California, the person knows what a vampire is. You can go to England, they know what a vampire is. So it's just like versus, saying about a boo hag, unless you're from like a small pocket in the South, you may not know that term. So yeah, I definitely think a vampire was more of a universal term and situation they could use that can make sense for everybody.
Okay, that makes sense because I was watching it and I'm like, why did he pick a vampire? There's so many, like, especially in that area, like other evil entities that would have been more familiar. But that makes sense. Like, vampires are just more universally known.
And then you can even ask yourself, why Clarksdale, Mississippi, out of all places? Yeah.
Now, how would you guys rate it? So, would you see it in theaters would be like that, the top. And then stream it would actually be like, yeah, it's good, but it could be better. And then skip it is like, it's trash. I'd say see it in theaters. And that's just like my top rating for it.
I say stream it. It's not that deep.
I mean, I paid money for it and I didn't feel bad that I paid money for it. So I said, go see it.
Okay.
But
But
don't
just to
be like the
clarify,
people that are like, I've seen it five times. It's not that deep.
I would not be opposed to watching it again because it's so multi-layered that to really fully understand it, all the complexities, I think it you do have to watch it maybe two times.
Well, now you can on HBO Max as of
There you
today.
go. H
That
Warner
plug.
Brothers.
HBO Max, if y'all want to give us some sponsorships in the
All
future,
right.
come on in, baby.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. Listen, I'll take it. Okay, so moving right along, hidden gems and classic picks. So, this would be any movie or TV show that old, new, or something that's under the radar that maybe a lot of people don't actively know about. that you would recommend and why. And I am going to have to say a hidden gem that I really like. And I don't know if it's hidden or not. I mean, a lot of people know about it. But I would say like Queen and Slim, really good movie. I know it's like controversial, but I saw it in theaters and I really, really enjoyed it. It's written and produced by Lena Waithe, which I'm a huge fan of her work. But yeah, that's a hidden gem per se that I would recommend. What about you guys?
Yeah, so for me, I'm a huge Denzel Washington fan, just like a lot of people are. One of his more underrated movies that, he did extremely well in was The Hurricane about Reuben Carter. It's a powerful movie. It's a lot of things about incarceration, being at a dark point, depression, to an extent overcoming, but just a really powerful movie. He really good for the role. Yeah, it's just something definitely worth time. I run into a lot of people that have never seen it, so I think it's definitely one you should actually, spend a couple hours and actually check out.
Nice. Now my hidden gem again. I didn't realize I had to be black. It's not a hidden gem, but it's something that's really trending right now, and it's K-pop Demon Hunters. It's so good. It's animated. It's girl group. The action's good. The songs are phenomenal. It like pulls at your heart. I wasn't expecting to care about a bunch of like Asian cartoon girls and guys, but I was like, we family. It's great. We've watched it 5 times already, and 3 of those times were back to back. And it was really good.
Been really into Asian stuff lately. What's good with that?
First of all, wow. Okay. I can't just like their genre of movies and music.
I'm asking why you like it.
I like it. Well, I like K-pop Demon Hunters because of the soundtrack and because of the characters. Like, I fell in love with the girls, the guy, even like the bad boy band guys. Like, they weren't bad, they were just like troubled youth. And yeah, I loved it. And I don't have to explain shit to you.
That's literally the whole point of this. What we listen, what, you know what? Shame on me. But next week or whenever we do this again, come prepared with some black stuff.
Okay, yes, black, got it.
Okay. And so moving right along, let's wrap up because we got like 10 minutes left.
A classic black film or TV show that I've been revisiting is Girlfriends. The show is great. I think as an adult watching it, I understand it a lot more. The friendship dynamic is crazy to think about. The way Joan never stayed having a man is wild. But yeah, I think
Not
Girlfriends
the
is.
way Joan.
I mean,
It's
because
fine.
she
Go
got
ahead.
engaged in the end, but who knows what that turned into.
Yeah, I'm so mad about that we didn't get an ending.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we might have one because I saw online that they had got together.
That was for
So,
an ad.
oh wow. Okay. Yep, that was it. Classic H. Well, go watch it again.
Did you have a TV show or something else? Kai, but you wanted to recommend in addition to Hurricane.
You know what? Yes. And it's a show that's in very frequent syndication, but you know what? It's still amazing to me.
Yeah.
Everybody hates Chris.
Everybody hates Chris. It's great. My mother loves
I
it.
love it. I crack
Kai's
up at it
obsessed.
still. I watch when I see an episode, it feels like I just watched it for the first time. It's just a hilarious show. For me personally, it's so relatable. So it's just if you have 30 minutes for anybody listening, go check out an episode. It's worth your time for me. It's great.
How is it relatable? Did your daddy have 2 jobs?
I mean, he did a lot of different things to make money for sure. Not like, and I gotta say that carefully. He did very
Yeah,
legal
you can.
things to make money. I know I'm an inner city African American, and I know that can be, taken a different way, but no, he did legal things. My dad was a hustler, so he would, make money. But yeah, just, I had to bus to a suburban school and all this other stuff, and things just always went awry. So yeah, I understand Chris's struggle. So.
Hilarious.
Well, I will name a, I guess, I guess it's technically a classic. Well, it's not really a classic, but it's not no longer on TV. But 20s, I really like, just like how you aligned with the Chris character. I really like the character in Alina Wave's 20s, because we were, when that show came out, I was the same age as the main character, and I too had realized that I had a love for film. And I actually
Yeah.
applied to film school.
That was a good show.
Yeah.
I mean, you were that character. That was
I
wild.
was. Yeah. I too lived with my friend in her guest room. So
Look at that. Look at that.
that was
Listen,
my life.
representation matters.
It really does. I was like,
Yeah.
is somebody, Deva, is there a camera here? Because that's me.
Were you also doing host shit?
No,
Mm-hmm.
I was not
If
doing
you
host shit.
were, you could probably sue Lena Waithe for that
I
because,
could. I
you
think
know.
Lena Waithe apparently was supposed to be like loose interpretation of her coming up in Hollywood. So, which she did work for Marb Rockerkill, and that her love interest in that show kind of looked like Marb Rockerkill. But we'll leave that
Stop
for another day,
spreading
probably.
rumors, Jasmine. You know,
I'm
now
just
you're about to get
saying.
sued by Marv Rockerkill.
I'm
That is a
just
happily
Marb
married woman. I guess
Rockerkill
she's
is
still
very
married.
attractive. She's a
She is
very
very nice,
attractive
though.
woman. Yes, but we got 5 minutes, so we'll jump to wrapping up and next teasers. Is there anything in particular you guys want to discuss next time we get together, do a review?
Yeah, I actually do.
Go ahead, Kai.
Because there's a black movie that I have yet to see, and I'm disappointed with myself that I haven't seen it. So I'm going to watch it this week, and when we get back together, I'm going to make sure I explain how I felt about it. Don't be disappointed with me, but it's The Heart of a Fall. I
Never
didn't see
heard of
it.
it. I haven't seen
Really?
it either. Yeah,
Oh,
none of
well,
us
I feel
have.
so much better about myself now. But yeah.
Why don't we review
No,
that
you
one?
should still feel bad.
Do you guys want to review that one next? I haven't seen it either.
What's the movie called? The Heart
The
of a
harder they, the harder they fall.
Yeah. Everything I've
The
heard about a great
harder they
movie.
fall.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really good cast. You know, it's a black western. It's on Netflix, but heard it's an outstanding movie. And every time I tell
Wait, I
somebody,
think
I
I've
haven't
seen
seen
The
it.
Harder They Fall. Is it with
Jonathan Majors, Idris Elba, Regina King.
Oh yes, I have seen that. But you know what? I
Okay.
don't recall it that well, so I can watch it. But I did watch it.
Okay, then we can watch that next week.
Yeah, so I grew up on Western, so like I'm just disappointed with myself that I haven't seen it yet. So gotta check it out.
What were you watching on Western Texas, Walker, Texas Ranger?
My mom and dad used to have me watch all that stuff, Gunsmoke,
Heat of
Bonanza.
the Night.
Oh yeah, he
That was a
definitely
Western.
that's not a Western, but yeah, definitely watched the In the Heat of the Night growing up. Andy
Oh
Griffith, which
yeah.
wasn't a Western either, but all those older shows I grew up watching, so I got an appreciation for things like that. So I definitely gotta check it out.
What about you, Mercy? Anything that you're watching that's black
You know, I don't really have a lot that I'm
that you
watching
want to share?
back. But you know what? No, we'll do The Harder They Fall, and then I'll have one
Okay.
to recommend next time. I'll get into my black movie era.
Good, good, good. All right. Oh, side note before we go, there is a show. We don't have to watch it for the next review, but I would definitely recommend everyone checking it out. Paradise. The main character is Sterling K. Brown. So good. Have you guys seen
Is that the
it?
one on Hulu?
Yep. Yep.
I keep getting ads for it, but I haven't watched it.
Oh, it's so good. Like when I watched the trailer, I was like, dang, so they just gonna give away the whole show in the trailer? But it's goes so much deeper than you think it would.
Right, I'll check it out. Never heard of it.
Yep. But yeah, I think that's about it. Anybody have any last thoughts before we go?
Yeah, I'm very happy to be black, and I'm very here to express my ethnicity and, you know, appreciate filmmakers and artists that share a similar ethnicity as me. So thank you all for
Second.
Yeah, I'm happy to
Not
be
fair.
blackly black, black, black. All right.
I'm talking about.
Well, y'all have a great 4th of July. And everybody that's listening, go check out Sinners on HBO Max if you haven't already.
Boom,
Peace.
boom.
All right. See y'all next time.
Hell
See
yeah.
ya.